Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, at your service. And especially when I get a chance to, I'm very excited when I get a chance to reintroduce you to someone who's been with us now for over 14 years. We've already had our 14th anniversary visit with him. Jim Donovan is here, ladies and gentlemen. He joined me back in 98, February of 98. He's the author of many books, including This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, and Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. He's the guy we turn to. We want to gain and maintain balance in our lives. Jim Donovan, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here, as always.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Yeah. You've been focusing a lot on the connection of health and professional success, haven't you?
Yeah, lately, it's one of those things we kind of, you teach what you need to learn, I guess, is part of it. I went to a health event not too long ago. It was a raw foods, juice kale, eat green kind of thing. And
are you doing that?
No, but I did. I actually am doing this. I just had my spinach kale with a little pineapple smoothie this morning, actually.
But I thought you said you weren't doing it, but obviously you are.
No, I'm not doing raw foods. I'm not going all the way to raw foods.
Okay, but you are
eating things.
But you, now, wait a minute. What is a kale, spinach, pineapple smoothie?
That
doesn't sound. Hey, Jim. That doesn't sound very smooth to me.
Well, it's not terrible. It's somewhere between smooth and gritty, depending on how long.
Exactly, that's my point. Yogurt is
really
smooth,
good for
Jim.
You. Yeah, ice cream is smooth.
yeah.
But it's really, really good for kale. Is one of those magical deep greens that are really good. All these heavy greens that taste terrible.
Yeah,
very bitter. Tend to be very, very good for you. Dr. Oz was just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
George went out and got kohlrabi or something. It was like, wow, it's like eating the yard. I've got weeds that taste better than that.
Just go out in the yard and graze.
Really,
you don't have to go buy.
I discovered something interesting though. It's like kale blended into a smoothie raw is not as bitter as when you cook it. I can't stand it cooked.
Yeah.
I grew up on it. It was like,
so what do you mix it with? What do you put in it?
Spinach and water and a little pineapple. And the recipe I had called for banana and apple, but that was more sugar than I wanted.
Right.
It was just the pineapple just sweetens it a little bit. But it's just
so is this a snack or is this a meal?
Well, it's just a drink I take in the morning. It's called the people that created it. I don't know where it
came
from.
And what does it do for you?
Green Goddess Green Smoothie. It's just really good for you because kale and spinach are deep greens. And greens, I learned this 30 years ago. This is why I'm going to start a health blog any day now. I'm going to put up a site, it's practicalhealthyliving.com, and I'm going to talk about, like, in between, how do you keep a normal life and stay healthier?
We don't use that word around here, Jim, normal.
What, normal? Okay. Well, I didn't mean normal.
Here.
I meant how do you live in kind of in society and continue to eat the foods that you like, and at the same time move a little bit in the direction of health. I think it's a continuum.
Mm-hmm.
On one end is perfect health, on the other end is sick and disease.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of in-between. I'm not the radical. I'm not going with the raw foods crowd. I think they're wonderful. They're great people. They're in a good track.
What is raw? You say raw foods as opposed to kale, you're talking about raw meats and things? What are you talking about?
No meats. I'm talking about no meats, no cooked things, no baked foods. But basically, living on vegetables, fruits, and nuts.
Uncooked stuff.
Because when you cook food over 160 degrees, you're killing enzymes.
Right.
That's why you take digestive enzymes, especially after age 40.
Mm-hmm.
That was why I'm doing this blog. I've been studying this as a hobby for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Jay Cordage, the juice man, who I just found on Facebook recently, said to me back in the 70s, he said, the next big thing you're going to hear about are greens, because chlorophyll is one molecule away from human blood.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that's deep green is automatically really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Parsley, all this stuff. So anyway, I want to find some middle ground. I want to make it fun. I want to do something.
So does spinach qualify as a deep green? I like spinach.
Yeah, spinach is really good for you.
Yeah.
But again, the more you have it toward its raw state, the better it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true with anything.
Yeah, no, I like spinach raw. I eat it raw.
Yeah, and you want to make sure, if you can, you want to buy organics. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know, if I want chemicals, I'll put them on myself, and I'll sprinkle on some chemicals to my food.
Right.
But I realize how much, especially in the small business world, because people work so much and under so much stress, and they tend to really just ignore diet. I see people at meetings, and, you know, you go to a meeting, what do you have? You have the coffee, and I'm not putting this down, by the way. I'm going to go make a cup of coffee when I get off the phone. But you've got the coffee pot, and you've got the donuts and the jelly donuts and the glazed donuts and the bagels. I was at an event the other day, and bagels and cream cheese.
Right.
And, you know, I was hunting for something that was reasonably better.
See, that's the reason. That's the reason why, if you can have a kitchen somehow or another, you can have some kind of a kitchen type of setup in your office. You don't. If you don't have a reason to go out to lunch, stay back and prepare something. That's what we do here. And cook, you know, eat something that you got more control over. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this health thing. Jim's really into this health thing. Imagine that.
We're going to
connect it to our businesses after these messages. Jim Donovan and Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.